The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Hello, hello. Week two of the preseason underway in just over a half an hour, and I cannot wait. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Texans Extra Points. I'm Drew Doherty, and it makes me happy because I like talking football with these two. We have Tanya Ganguly of ESPN and Dale Robertson of the Houston Chronicle. And we might even get a Chianti suggestion from you a little bit later because you're also the wine
editor. Don't drink Chianti, all right?
Oh, okay. Well, we won't do that. We won't do Merlots. We'll stick with the Cabernet.
Merlot, perfect.
So, yeah, there we go. Okay, well, let's get some quick hits out of the way because the football this week and the news that's gone along with it, been pretty good stuff. On Saturday night a week ago, Brian Hoyer was the starter at QB. Tonight, though, Ryan Mallett is under center when the gun goes off.
Just go watch their game against the Seahawks, see what they do a little bit, kind of know what you're getting into. Last week we was kind of like, go follow your rules and do what you do. So now we'll have a little preparation to see what they do, and, you know, hopefully we'll play a little bit better.
And on Monday of this week, Jadeveon Clowney made his return. He'd had microfracture surgery on his knee in December and was on the rehab trail ever since. Had to work out on side fields, but Monday he got to practice some with his teammates.
Woo! More than I've worked in my whole life, probably, you know, but it was worth it, you know, just to be back out here. It was all worth it, man.
A kid loves football and, did a great job in the offseason getting back towards that. The hardest part's over for him. Now it's a fun part getting back and playing football with the guys.
And week number two of Hard Knocks had its debut Tuesday night. Needless to say, caused a lot of conversation on Wednesday morning.
I think it's just doing a great job of showcasing, like, the type of individuals that we have on this team, the type of camaraderie we have as a team, the coaching staff, you know, the way they interact with the players, the way they're pushing the players, the way guys are, attentive in the meetings, just the way everyone's translating as a football team and coming together as one cohesive unit.
Well, I mean, they portrayed me exactly who I am. You know, I'm not putting on an act. I'm just acting who I am, and, you know, that's how it came out.
Okay, good stuff there, but really the big story remains the quarterback competition and the battle between Hoyer and Mallett. That's where we bring in Tanya and Dale. As we get closer to a resolution, and I think we'll see one here in the week to come or maybe 2 weeks to come, make your case for Brian Hoyer, who got the start last week, and we'll start with you, Tanya.
All right. Well, he did so well in that start last week that he didn't play very much. You know, Hoyer's has this command of the offense that he's been in for a long time. You know, he had the little break when he was in Cleveland, but he started his career with this offense, and it shows. I think that it runs very smoothly when Hoyer's at the helm. You know, he's got a very good understanding of where everybody is at all times, and that's so important in this offense. And, I mean, you saw it work to perfection during that first preseason game.
Dale, how about you?
You know, Brian comes across as almost professorial in the huddle, I think. He's a very understated, low-key kind of guy. You know, he hasn't had a great body of work, a lot of success, but he doesn't carry himself like a guy who hasn't had success and hasn't, you know, done well in the National Football League. He's a bit of a known commodity, which can be good or can be bad, but he is a classic case of what you see is what you get. Now, you would have said the same thing last year about Ryan Fitzpatrick, except Fitzpatrick was totally new to this offense, and boy, did that show early on.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a great point because Hoyer, another case for him, another little tick mark you can kind of put on his ledger, he's never been the guy in this offense, and this is the offense in which he plays the best. Now, on the flip side, you got Ryan Mallett, who did some wonderful things in his one semi-healthy start last year against Cleveland because he was injured when that Browns game went down and he was able to move the offense. He looked really crisp last week. I mean, only one incompletion, and he's getting better each week in practice. He gets his start tonight. Make the case for Hoyer, or excuse me, for Mallett.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the big key is he keeps getting better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's worked on a lot of those elements, the touch on his passes. He likes to point out that he feels like his strength is not his arm strength, but it's what's up there. But you can't discount that arm strength because it's very, he can make any throw.
Of course. Ryan is the exact opposite of Hoyer personality-wise. He does not come across as professorial at all. He comes across as, why do you keep asking me these stupid questions? I'm a smart guy. And that's who he is. And I love that about him. He has a cannon for an arm, but he's a bit of a loose cannon. in a good way, because we really don't know who this guy is. What can he do when he actually can run a team? And I think that's why he probably has a larger fan base support, because people think that there's untapped potential there. But we're going to find out.
Yeah, that's for sure. And people always love the unknown mm-hmm. more than the known. But mm-hmm. I still don't think the known is totally known.
I agree. You know, I've always seen Brian Hoyer as a guy. I think this is the most fair shot he's had, because you look at last year. I mean, the ownership wanted Johnny Manziel to play. So that was... You know, that was a very awkward situation for him, and I think that played into a lot of the decisions up there in Cleveland.
All right, well, a little bit later, we're going to get into what this defense is going to look like tonight against Peyton Manning and company, but now we've got to talk about Jadeveon Clowney. Before we go into the Clowney talk, we've got to take a break, though, because Texans extra points will roll on in just a quick break.